Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. Hey, hey, Curious Sparks crew. It's Max Velocity here, and today we're diving into something that's, well, kinda close to home, literally. We're talking about families, family stories, and the wild world of genetics. Now, before you start thinking this is going to be all sciencey and serious, trust me, it's actually super fun. I mean, have you ever wondered why you might have your dad's nose, your grandma's laugh, or, your uncle's weird obsession with collecting rubber ducks? Yeah, that's a real thing in my family. So, in Inventon, where I live, we have this totally goofy family tradition. Every year, my family gets together for what we call the Great Spaghetti Slurp-Off. It's exactly what it sounds like. Everyone tries to slurp the longest spaghetti noodle without breaking it. And okay, I know it sounds silly, but here's the thing. My cousin and I always win. Every single year. And my grandma says it's because we both have these super stretchy lips. Her words, not mine. But it got me thinking, like, are these little quirks and talents just random? Or is there something deeper going on? I mean, look around your own family. Do you and your siblings have the same eye color? Or maybe you and your mom both have that one dimple when you smile. Or maybe you look nothing like your relatives at all, and you're like, wait, am I even related to these people? Just kidding, you definitely are. But why do some families look so much alike, while others don't? And why do certain talents or habits seem to pop up again and again, like my family's spaghetti slurping skills? Well, that's where our next chapter comes in. All right, let's break it down. Genetic style. So, you might have heard words like DNA, genes, or inheritance before, maybe in school or, I don't know, in a superhero movie. But what do they actually mean? Imagine your body is like a giant instruction manual, and DNA is the language it's written in. Genes are like the individual instructions, tiny little recipes that decide things like your hair color, whether you can roll your tongue, or if you have, stretchy lips for spaghetti slurping. Here's a real-life example. Last summer, my cousin Jamie and I decided to build a model rocket. Now, neither of us had ever done it before, but somehow, we both just got it. Like, we were both super into tinkering, figuring out how things fit together, and okay, maybe blowing stuff up a little bit. Safely. Always safely. Turns out, our grandpa was an inventor, and our parents both love building stuff too. So, is it just a coincidence? Or is there a tinkering gene in our family? I mean, scientists haven't found a specific tinkering gene, at least not yet. But a lot of our interests and talents can be influenced by the genes we inherit. And then there are those classic questions like, why do I have blue eyes when my parents have brown? Or, how come my friend can roll their tongue into a taco shape but I can't? Well, that's all about how genes get passed down. Sometimes a gene is dominant, which means it kind of takes charge, and sometimes it's recessive, which means it only shows up if you get it from both parents. It's like a game of genetic hide and seek. And honestly, it's a little bit like what we talked about in our episode on feathered dinosaurs. Remember how traits can be passed down over millions of years? Well, in families, it's just a much, much shorter timeline. Now, here's where things get even more interesting. Knowing your family history isn't just about finding out who had the best spaghetti slurp or who could build the coolest rocket. It can actually help doctors figure out if you might be at risk for certain health issues. Like, if a lot of people in your family have allergies, or if there's a history of, say, diabetes, that's something your doctor might want to know. Let me give you an example. My grandma has this old recipe book. It's like falling apart, but it's full of family favorites. But tucked in the margins, she wrote little notes like, don't use peanuts, Max's dad is allergic, or Jamie can't have eggs. Turns out, those notes are more than just cooking tips. They're clues about our family's health. Some allergies and conditions can be passed down, just like eye color or, you know, the urge to build rockets. So, what could your family history reveal about you? Maybe there's a story about a great-great-grandparent who was a champion runner, or maybe someone who invented something wild. Or maybe there's a health story that's important for you to know. Next time you're hanging out with your parents or grandparents, try asking them about their stories, what they love to do, what foods they avoided, or any funny family traditions. You might be surprised at what you find out. All right, that's all for today's episode of Curious Sparks. Thanks for joining me on this family adventure, genetics, spaghetti, rockets, and all. Keep asking questions, keep exploring, and who knows, maybe your family's next big story is just waiting to be discovered. Catch you next time.